And welcome, Hoosier Nation, to another edition of the Hoosier Sound Off, recorded on Monday morning, January 7th, 2019. I am your host, Noah Freeman, and I am here for your quick roundup of IU sports news. To start, arguably the biggest award for any IU athlete this year was given out this past Friday. Andrew Goodman of the men's soccer team won the Mack Herman Trophy, a huge honor and a very prestigious award. The Mack Herman Trophy is basically the men's and women's college soccer MVP trophy for the top player in the entire country, aka the Heisman for soccer. The last time a Hoosier won the award was in 2004 with Danny O'Rourke, while Gutman is the seventh Hoosier to be named top player in Division I soccer. As many fans expected, the men's basketball team fell short up in Ann Arbor yesterday, falling to Michigan 74-63. Without players like Rob, Duran, and Jake, the shorthanded Hoosiers fell into an early deficit that they could not overcome late into the game. This puts the Hoosiers at 3-1 in conference play with an overall record of 12-3. That is a much better start than last season, where the Hoosiers were 8-7 in their first 15 games, and 3 of those losses came at home, where the Hoosiers are undefeated so far this season. 2 of the Hoosiers' 3 losses this season came to the best 2 teams in the nation as of right now, so they are still in a good spot. We'll have to see how the Hoosiers respond this week when they face Maryland on Friday after the first week back of the start of the spring semester. And lastly, if it weren't for the NIT tournament win this past year, this weekend might have been the most exciting weekend for the Lady Hoosiers in a number of years. The Hoosiers don't get too many wins against ranked opponents, but yesterday, they beat number 15 Michigan State 68-64. This was their best win against an opponent ranked 15th or better since January 31st, 2010, when the women's team beat number 4 Ohio State. This game was led by Jalen Penn with 17 points and included a go-ahead 3-pointer during the final minute of play to put the Hoosiers ahead for good. Brenna Wise added 14 points and 11 rebounds for a double-double, and Allie Patberg added 12 points. Not only did the athletes show up for the game, but the fans did too. For the 9th best-attending game in Hoosier women basketball history, 6,380 fans showed up yesterday afternoon. The Hoosiers stay undefeated at home, adding to their 19th consecutive win in Assembly Hall. The next game for the Lady Hoosiers will be over in Columbus, Ohio against Ohio State this Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. The Hoosiers are receiving votes in the AP poll, but look to see some sort of jump today. Remember to watch us live Tuesday evenings at 8:30 p.m. or subscribe to our podcast, The Hoosier Sound, wherever you listen to podcasts. If you'd like the transcript and links mentioned in today's show, head over to IndianaHQ.com to check that out, in addition to all of their insightful articles. I will catch you this Friday, January 11th, for the next edition of The Hoosier Sound Off. But, as always, thank you for listening, Hoosier Nation, and we'll see you next time.